Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just an interesting side note before we get going here. The news, and again, I don't watch enough local news, I should, is reporting that the cedar pollen is considered high if it's at 500. No wonder the entire city, everyone I know is sick. Everyone I've talked to. The radio stations are all reporting that everyone's sick. 18,000. It was 18,000 late last week into earlier this week. And that's when I thought I had the flu and had the fever and couldn't talk. So if I've been a little irritable, people have been asking, I sound a little depressed, it's because I'm not somebody who's accustomed to being sick. I don't like being sick. I'm not into being sick. Most of my employees aren't here. And they don't even have allergies. You have to understand, these are people that don't have allergies, and they can't go to work. And there's something going on, because my mother has lived here her whole life, and she never had allergies growing up in Austin. My grandmother has lived here since she got out of college. She's originally from Dallas. She's never had allergies. Everybody I know who didn't have allergies has now got them. And literally, it's like having your brain sucked out of your head. I mean, that's what it feels like. It's like stumbling around in a fog. We're scheduled to have Aaron Russo on in the third hour today. I know that he was scheduled the last month or two, three separate times, and I'm allowed to tell you now that he still has cancer. He's in cancer treatment in Houston, Texas, and he's an incredible fighter. You know, he hasn't really told you the full details. He's had cancer for 4+ years, coming up on 5. And, you know, they told him he'd be a goner a long time ago, and he said, no, I'm not. I'm going to fight it. And he's been fighting it for 4+ years, and the poor guy has had a bunch of surgeries last year and this year, and I don't want to say too much. You know, he'll tell you what he thinks you need to know, but, I mean, we went down there for an interview with him this weekend just to, you know, just to get him on tape. I'm sure he's going to beat it, but just in case he doesn't, he said, yeah, just in case I don't, go ahead and come on down here. Because 4+ years into this fight, you know, it gets tougher and tougher. And I don't know if he'll tell you the stuff he's been through. I'm not going to say any more. He's coming on to talk about solutions and his illness and American freedom to fascism in the third hour if he feels okay. Because he's up and down, to put it lightly. But he is doing better right now. And, I mean, I was going to interview him out in L.A. when I went out to L.A. a few weeks ago. And he was just, you know, too bad off then to be able to do it because his bladder was completely blocked by a tumor. And he literally was backing up and swelling up with fluid. That's just part of it. But the point is, he's a tough guy, and he's an amazing individual. And I really like Aaron Russo. And he's scheduled to join us coming up in the third hour today. We've got a lady who's an expert on Somalia, one of these PhDs coming on to talk about. There's a full-scale war going on there right now, and it's just a minor footnote in the news. That is in the second hour. I want to analyze propaganda for you. 24 has got their new episode coming out. And the new season is just all concentration camps, all secret arrest, mass roundups, and Steve Watson wrote a great article about it and actually got 30% criticism. I read over some of the comments. And I want to respond to those people who were criticizing Steve for his article. New 24 season showcases mass terror concentration camps. Bush is set to push for an escalation in troops in Iraq. The Democrats are going to go along with it. We'll break that down as well. It's just a huge transmission for you today. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, as I said in the last segment, but for stations joining us, I'll just recap. Aaron Russo doesn't like to talk about himself, don't want to make a big deal out of it, but he's been battling cancer for 4+ years, and he got rid of the last tumor in Germany, but then it just came back in different places, and he is an incredible fighter. You know, I didn't know he was a national arm wrestling champion. I knew he invented thong women's underwear, and he made, after that, a bunch of big movies. He brought Led Zeppelin to the U.S., first club they played at, there at the Electric Theater in Chicago, and so many other things this guy's been involved in. And then to have Nick Rockefeller come to him and try to get him to sell out to the New World Order, he went further in a video interview I did in Houston on Saturday of last week than he's ever gone on air. And we're putting together the hour and a half plus video we shot. We're putting together much of that interview for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. And that should be up in the next week because I want to take our time with it and, you know, do a good job with it. But we'll probably, by tomorrow, play some of those clips here on air. But we have Aaron Russo himself joining us in the third hour. He has been in and out of hospital and multiple surgeries in the last few months, and he is in Houston, Texas, fighting cancer right now at a clinic. And so Aaron Russo will be joining us to talk about solutions, talk about his own life, talk about America, freedom to fascism. That's why he was scheduled three times in the last month and a half, and each time didn't make it, because he would try to schedule the interview, and then he would feel so bad that he would be unable to do it. But he did gut up for us Saturday. You could tell he just felt absolutely terrible and had trouble coming, you know, downstairs to into the conference room we were doing the interview in. But once the cameras turned on, he just lit up like a Christmas tree with that passion for freedom. I really hope all of you out there go to InfoWars.com and get America Freedom to Fascism. You know, when you get it for $19.95, you can get Terror Storm for $9.95. That's how important America Freedom to Fascism is. That's why I'm offering it for such a low price, Terror Storm, to incentivize you getting America Freedom to Fascism, because I cut my teeth exposing the Federal Reserve, the fraudulent nature of the Internal Revenue Service, but you tend to move on from basic foundational staples of understanding our world, and it's really important that Aaron Russo has gone back and done it in a very professional and entertaining way, and that's what he's done with America Freedom to Fascism. So I commend him. And as I said, he'll be coming up in the third hour. We have an expert on the ongoing new war in Somalia, an old score to settle, taking place there right now. Now, I'm going to get into 24 at the bottom of the hour. And the new season is concerning concentration camps, mass terror, mass arrest, and Steve Watson wrote a mild article about 24, and I went and read some of the comments, and I'd say about 30% disagreed with Steve Watson and the story that he wrote. So I want to go over his article and then play some of these clips from 24 and show the people that were criticizing Steve and myself how they're wrong, why they're wrong. It's a very important article. Steve writes for Infowars.net. You can get his stories there. Paul writes for PrisonPlanet.com. You get his stories there. Aaron Dykes is now writing for JonesReport.com. And all of these are original reports, information that we think is important that we're attempting to cover for you, and I would always encourage our listeners to go and visit the sites. Again, for people that just tuned in, if I sound weird for 2 weeks straight now, it's because Austin, again, is under massive record pollen counts, high level for cedar 500. It's been 18,000, excuse me, never before recorded, 18,000 in the last week, and people who've never had allergies are in bed. The entire city is sick. I mean, I haven't found anybody who isn't sick. Everyone is sick. And so I apologize if I am not as sharp as normal or if I sound like a bumbling idiot, basically. It's because I have to truly focus to even think. All right, I'll make another announcement probably in the third hour, but that's enough announcements for now. A whole bunch of birds, as you know, died a couple days ago in downtown Austin, so they shut down downtown and panicked and thought Al-Qaeda might be hitting us, and cops had panic attacks and psychosomatic mental problems and thought that they were sick, and or who knows, they were probably just sick from pollen, and had to go to the hospital, so they shut down downtown for about 12 hours, parts of downtown. And now we have this. This is from the Australian. Birds fall from sky in Australia. Thousands of birds have fallen from the skies, and no one knows why. It is an illness, toxins, or natural phenomenon. A string of autopsies in Perth have shed no light on the mystery. All the residents of the flood-devastated Esperance know it is their Don Chorus of Singing Birds is missing. The main casualties are wattle birds, yellowthroat minnows, New Holland honey eaters, and singing honey eaters, although some dead crows, hawks, and pigeons have also been found. Wildlife officers are baffled by the catastrophic events which the Department of Environment and Conservation said began before last week's freak snow. On Monday, Hesperus, 725 km southeast of Perth, was declared a natural disaster zone. District's Nature Conservation Coordinator Mike Fitzgerald said the first reports of birds dropping dead in people's yards came in 3 weeks ago. More than 500 deaths had since been notified, but the call stopped suddenly last week, reportedly because no birds were left. It's very substantial. We estimate several thousand birds are dead, although we don't have a clear number because of the large areas of the bushland. The planet is not doing too well, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we have no idea what's causing this. No idea. I have no idea. We know that over the horizon radar, we know that with HARP systems, we know with energy weapons, these are admitted developed systems in the 60s, they can kill anything in the air for hundreds of square miles, if not thousands. I know, talking to different engineers and folks over the years, that if birds fly through a high-powered microwave relay tower, when it's transmitting, it will kill them. And a lot of times, just beneath these things, you know, out for several miles away, line of sight, they'll just be dead bird carcasses. So we know that stuff's going on. Yeah, it knocks birds out of the air. Very, very nutritious, the stuff we're putting into the air. Whenever a cell phone goes off here at the office, all the electronic equipment goes crazy, and I go, oh, that's our electronic vitamins and minerals. I'm being sarcastic, folks. I don't really think it's broadcasting vitamins and minerals. Or did some poison get into the water? Is it some type of fungus? We know that because of genetically engineered crops and organisms, that this then heightens hyperallergies in every known animal species. And then it causes other naturally occurring allergens to accelerate the allergenic response. So maybe the birds are dropping dead from that. I know this, though. You know, we buy a lot of children's books because our children don't really watch television, maybe an hour a week. And so most of the children, half the children's books have got some anti-people, New World Order message. And I was at the aquarium in Corpus Christi, I don't know, 6 months ago, and I just grabbed a few books on whales, and I didn't really read what they were about, and two of them were propaganda, and in one of them, there's this little whale, and his parents are all going to kill themselves. That's a good message for children. So obviously, I haven't given the book to my children. The whales are all going to beast themselves, to kill themselves in California, because they're depressed that the humans have littered. There's boats and bicycles and Christmas trees in the bay, and so the whole family's going to commit suicide. Until the humans figure out their error, and let me just give everybody a newsflash. They tell you environmentalism is about stopping sunken boats and refrigerators. If you actually study the aquatic world, which I've just done a layman's study of, they love it. They need it. They want it. Life clings to just metal. That's not causing a problem. But see, in the phony environmental movement, Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, Save the Ocean People, it's all about stopping litter. That is nothing compared to genetic engineered organisms. They're making stuff that can kill the ocean. Okay, it's a joke. They're worried about cows, flatulence, but not genetic engineering.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 10, 2007, gold 609.70, ounce gold coin 630.05, 317.58 for half, 158.79 for quarter ounce coins at 630.05, 317.58, 158.79. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barishev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Yeah, I mean, these children's books are just so macabre. And every children's show on PBS about animals, it's always got some anti-human, pro-death message. So there's this children's book that I've got where the whales are all going to commit suicide. And because the evil humans have thrown their barbecue pits and their old cars into the ocean, which actually become huge points, nexus points of life. And don't pollute anything. I mean, certainly you don't want people throwing their garbage in on top of coral reefs and big dumps of, say, plastic off of tanker ships as they do and landfill dumping. That's not good. because that does float around. But, I mean, just, you know, the message that that metal cars thrown into the ocean are going to kill the planet Earth. No, real conservation groups get old derelict ships, get them cleaned out, and take them out and get them sunk. And it's huge areas of new coral development and life in just a few years. But I'm already digressing. The real environmental threat is genetic engineering, and it's causing problems all over the place. And these organisms, these genetically modified organisms, have gotten out. They are mutating. They are mixing with other species and other creatures. And the evidence is it is causing all sorts of problems. And then you get into the next most dangerous thing, chemicals. These chemical plants and these and then radiation from all these radiation emitting facilities. The environmentalists will yell and scream about some nuclear power plant, which certainly isn't the cleanest thing in the in the world. Now some environmentalists say it is clean. No, it's pretty dangerous. Though I support, you know, developing nuclear power, people who say it's totally clean are liars. Those that say it's totally dirty are liars. The big thing is all these nuclear weapons, the stuff they're storing, the use of DU. I mean, where are the environmental groups on all of this? They're not, because they're controlled by Dutch Royal Shell and the Nature Conservancy and the Sierra Club and the Audubon Society and all these big tax-free foundations that are nothing but land grabbers. You know, they want to grab some farmer's land to build buildings and golf courses on it 5 years later when everybody's forgotten about it. That's what Nature Conservancy and Sierra Club do. They're criminals. Nature Conservancy is the biggest landowner in the U.S. And they get control of most of the property where I live here in Austin, and they turn around and build five-star hotels and spas and skyscrapers and multi-million-dollar ranchettes. And I know the old farmers and people who had their land taken from them. Oh, it's going to be a park, and all these fruitcake wannabe hippies, you know, who went along with it. I mean, now they're all now, you know, back when they were taking all the property, oh, the little hippies were the big stars. They got on the news, the newspaper, the city council brought them in. Now they don't get the time of day. And now they're all shoved to the side. See, you were used as the cause celebs, as the useful idiots then. Now that you see the scam, you don't get any airtime, do you? Yeah, you're not laughing anymore like you were at me at that Smart Growth Conference in 1998 when they got up there, the big bank heads of Bank of America and Michael Dell and former Dallas Cowboys, and they were just bragging about how it was all business and a big land grab and laughing at everyone. I mean, they just laugh in public. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, it's so funny. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, it's so funny what's going on. They take all your energy for an environmental movement that is needed and legitimate, and there is a threat to the environment. It may have already gone too far, folks. And, oh, no, let's not have any real solutions to it. Let's have a global tax on fossil fuel emissions, which will do absolutely nothing. I mean, even if you believe the Earth is heating up for the reasons that you've been told, which is, that's not why it's heating up, even if you believe that, do you understand this? I'm attacking your religious tenet now. Even if you believe in global warming, then you must understand that their solution is not a solution. And by the way, humans do heat up the earth. But it is not the fossil fuels. I've seen all the big university studies on it. These are hard numbers. Even the UN had to admit it last month. It is not the cars. It is not the gases. It is the concrete. It is the black top roads. It is the impervious cover. It is the cities. They're huge heat generators. And that is still about 3% of it. The rest is the sun. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
I mean, we have our governments running around using the equivalent of 40,000 Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs. We have thousands of biotech companies just randomly splicing cross species, cross family. I mean, we're talking plant and animal, insect, mammal, together, openly planting it in fields. You know, I've gotten up on air and talked about Protegene here in Texas, who in, 44 locations from Nebraska to Texas planted HIV corn. They grew some of it right out by Bush's ranch. I've driven by the facility. Open-air corn that has live HIV virus contained in its kernels. And people criticize me. I've had the newspaper criticize me. I've had some local kook criticize me. They don't go look it up that it was in the Associated Press. They don't go find out it was a big hysteria with the federal government running around eradicating it because some of the corn jumped into some nearby similar plant species. Of course, they were trying to get a corn that they would give the Africans so then they would, quote, be vaccinated against AIDS. Kind of like they engineer the virus that gives women cervical cancer, and then they've got a vaccine for you. And if you think that thing's going to really save you from cervical cancer when their whole business is giving you cancer, we're just completely, I mean, it's a joke. Let's just take everybody's farm and ranch, steal private property, have a global tax. That'll save everybody from the global warming. The entire solar system is heating up. Okay, that's what the French, the German, the U.S., the Japanese satellites all show conclusively. The entire solar system is warming. Surprise, surprise, the sun controls us. That's where the life and the death comes from. You know that yellow dwarf, 93 million miles away, isn't it 93 million? I'm going from memory here. 7.5 minutes for its radiation to get here. If we didn't have an atmosphere and the Van Allen radiation belt, its radiation would just shoot through and completely fry us in a matter of minutes. We'd all be dead. But there's a huge magnetic field around the Earth, so almost all the radiation shoots around the planet. I mean, we are creatures that have been developed and were designed to live in high radiation environments. We live in an extreme high radiation environment. That's what causes our cells to finally mutate one too many times and kills us. All right, I'm already digressing. I had all this news I wanted to cover, and I'm just digressing here. By the way, the science I'm talking about is not some area of debated science. This is science that's been fleshed out and confirmed to be laws. So, hey, I care about the environment. But the fake solutions that Al Gore and George Bush, notice now he's for it, and Arnold Schwarzenegger are all pushing, it has nothing to do with saving this planet. And I know 6.5 billion people are hurting the Earth. I mean, anybody who argues and says we aren't is lying. But once you industrialize, you get a negative population growth, which is totally sustainable. And with the technologies we've been developing, we'll even be more sustainable and can reverse what's happened to the Earth. But just normal human activity, is not, it's negligible compared to the genetic engineering that is being carried out by the elites in their quest for the Holy Grail. That's their main reason they're pushing, is they want new medical breakthroughs. But, of course, they're kept for themselves, not for the people. All right, if you heard the news today, you know, the passive American or Brit or Canadian or European, oh, the Democrats are challenging Bush's plan. But when you actually read into the fine print, it says they're talking about a non-binding resolution that's kind of like today will be Beef Producers Day. It means nothing. Just a criticism of how Bush has handled the war and continuing the funding. Here's CNN's Senate to debate resolution opposing Iraq war. The Democratic-controlled Senate will begin considering a non-binding, did you hear that part? Non-binding resolution next week opposing President Bush's new Iraq policy. Senator Harry Reid, Democrat Nevada, announced Tuesday. The resolution trumps an effort by Senator Edward Kennedy, Democrat Mass, to require President Bush to seek specific authorization before increasing troops in Iraq. So, Kennedy, as normal, comes out, who's wildly unpopular. They always have him push it. Then that gets slapped down. And then, okay, we'll just have a resolution criticizing it. The big news on what the Democrats are doing is this. Democrats beef police state with 911 commission bill. Remember the 50-plus recommendations, national ID card, internal checkpoints, checkpoints in malls, total control, massive increases in domestic spying. Well, Bush didn't implement all of them because he couldn't, and because the Republican Congress wouldn't, and now the Democrats are coming out as if, oh, Bush hadn't done a good job. We're going to keep you safe. We're going to demand all the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission appointed by Bush. And then Democrats go, that'll show them. I mean, you see, this is a great example of how they good cop, bad cop us. Democrats beef police state with 911 commissions bill, political opposition also helping Bush gain traction for Iran military strike. House Democrats have passed a piece of legislation that was crafted on the back of recommendations made by the 9/11 Commission in 2004 final report. The bill is a tonic for big government, increased federalization of America, and mandates expansion of no-fly list, terror watch list, and further government surveillance of American citizens. While H.R. 1 bill contains some welcome provisions, including a redress of grievance process for passengers unfairly delayed, but that's bad, too, because then it just puts it into a process. It shouldn't be happening. Refused boarding for flights and a recommitment to the Geneva Conventions. Yeah, you see, again, we're gathering all your private data illegally and putting it in a database, but we'll now let you at least get off the list or complain. I mean, no, that's not good. And I've read it. It just gets into, a recommitment, but it's only verbal to the Geneva Conventions. It's largely a nightmare for opponents of big government in that it vastly increases funding for the scope of Homeland Security, FEMA, and further federalizes law enforcement. And the article goes on for 4 pages. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, give this to all your Democratic friends that are running around smiling, saying, "We're safe, Nancy Pelosi." Again, the Democrats come in and they say, "We're going to do what the 9/11 Commission says. We're going to do what the Iraq Study Group says." Both appointed by Bush, both shadow government cronies going back 30 years. From Kissinger to James Baker. "We'll get you, Bush. We'll make the 9/11 Commission's recommendations we put in. We'll give you even more power. And we'll criticize how you're handling the war. You screwed up. Here, let's increase troops." I mean, we say we want the troops home, and their answer is, "We're going to increase the troops." You watch, there'll be a Democrat in 08, and we'll be there in 2050. Mark my words, unless the New World Order starts collapsing, like the Soviet Union. And most of that was staged. Okay? Just remember my words, okay? Everything they tell you is a lie. All right, let me get into 24 here. We got several clips. The first one I want to play, just to set the tone here, is Laura Ingraham, government operative, who's called for my arrest, saying, "I'm American Al-Qaeda." Yeah, I fight LCIA, the lady. And you know it, don't you? I'm defending the Republic, unlike you fake conservative traitor. Here she is. Everybody loves Jack Bauer, Fox News.
"The average American out there loves the show 24, okay? They love Jack Bauer. They love 24. In my mind, that's as close to a national referendum that it's okay to use tough tactics against high-level Al-Qaeda operatives as we're going to get, okay?"
Crushing children's genitalia with pliers. White House memorandum command memos. Sure. I mean, this lady is just a smiley-faced operative, folks. They're there to destroy America. They're there to neutralize conservatives until it's too late to turn it around. Okay, do you understand that? Now, everybody's emailing me and posting them on MySpace going, "How did you know? I didn't know that Jack Bauer was a whole cult for neocons." They have C-SPAN Homeland Security dinners where they have producers from 24 on and thank them, saying it's the number one tool in winning the hearts and minds of the American people for the war on terror. I mean, they give them awards. I mean, it's a joke. Everything on Fox TV is men are bad, the family's bad, go to Temptation Island, have sex with whores, break up your family, just total garbage. Everything. Everything on there except maybe The Simpsons. And that's still an anti, family mode. The men are all idiots. There's a few, good. Of course, they got to mix some good stuff in. 24 conditions you subconsciously that there's a real terror threat with nuclear bombs going off or about to go off and buses blowing up and terrorists are real and terrorists are everywhere. And, of course, they mix in a little realism where shadow groups in the government are behind it. But don't worry, Jack Bauer always tracks them down and stops them, too. But for the mind-numbed masses who just look at things in a suspended disbelief, they're sleepwalking. They've done the brain scans. When you're watching TV, on average, for more than about 20 minutes, you shift in. You're like, "Man, I was daydreaming watching TV." You literally are in a sleep mode, okay? They teach that in RTF. For those who didn't know, it's 101. So you're in a sleep mode watching this. So, yeah, some of you out there are awake to the New World Order, so you send us emails and post on the message board on Prison Planet. You know, oh, how dare you talk bad about 24? It's my favorite show. It exposes corruption. No, it doesn't. The hero tortures children, tortures people's children and wives, tortures government officials' children. You know, you got to do whatever you have to save people. America is just one big crime zone. And believe me, the government says, thank you, this is really helping us. The neocon websites, I don't know why my cell phone's going off and I can't find it. No, it doesn't matter. The neocon websites are all over just worshiping Jack Bauer. You see, the average American doesn't interface with anybody. They don't talk to their neighbors anymore. You drive through neighborhoods, the houses are all glowing blue. You know, they're mirrors at night, they're windows. And they're not talking to each other, they're not talking to their children, they're not interfacing or having a life. They're living through their friends are the show Friends. And their friends are Jerry Seinfeld, and their friends are Jack Bauer. And it just adds to this hysteria. That's why they have drills all over the country to create, and they admit, the perception of terror being real. The idea that it's real. So let's go ahead and play this first clip. Now this is TVs, Fox News Channel on big TVs everywhere outside in these cities. And so it's product placement. It's Fox News, and there's terrorists everywhere. And a guy's trying to get on a bus, but he's not really a terrorist. He's a Muslim, but another Muslim blows the bus up, and they're having debates about how martial law is needed, but no, it's not needed. And again, it's all conditioning. Because what you see over and over again, you expect to then happen. It's now been made palatable. Even if you don't like the idea of it, it breaks the ice with you. Let's go ahead and roll that first clip.
America has been victimized again. Last night's terrorist attack in San Antonio is now the latest in this series of bombings that began 11 weeks ago in 10 different cities. Over 900 people have been killed thus far, and while no one is claiming responsibility for this wave of death, evidence points to Islamic militants. Here in Los Angeles, the mood can only be described as tense and fearful, as the Department of Homeland Security is urging all citizens to report without delay any suspicious persons or activities. We spoke with a department spokesperson who says, quote, "We don't want to start a witch hunt, but we would rather err on the side of caution than become the next target." He then went on to say that the vigilance of...
Our country is under siege. Now, you're the National Security Advisor, Karen. Frankly, I'm surprised by your resistance.
These places that you keep building, they're nothing more than concentration camps.
Detention facilities. And the criteria for determining who should be detained are very reasonable.
Reasonable. This revised plan of yours justifies locking up every American who prays towards Mecca.
That's a ridiculous exaggeration, you know it.
Right now, the American Muslim community is our greatest asset. They have provided law enforcement with hundreds of tips, and not a single member of that community has been implicated in these attacks.
So far. Mr. President, the people are losing faith in our ability to protect them. We've got to do something about this now.
And locking up more Muslims will not make them safer.
No, Karen. But it will make them feel safer.
What about the cost of the civil unrest that your plan will create? There will
security
be riots, demonstrations.
Security has its price.
So does freedom, Tom. Listen, I just don't see how I can sign off on something like this. I mean, wasn't it just 3 months ago that I took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution?
And what about preserving, protecting, and defending the American people? All of these measures are legal. Blake has been all over this thing with the Attorney General.
Now listen to the propaganda. It's riddled. The Attorney General's the final word, you see. You just heard. A presidential appointee. The Attorney General says it's all legal. And in real life, they've now passed all these laws. Secret arrest of citizens, secret torture, secret execution. All codified into law. The president can take over all 50 governors. That was in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. That hadn't happened since the Civil War. All this is in place. And then they also tell you, see, it's just the Muslims. It's just going to be the Muslims in these camps. bull. In the last month, Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff has said the main focus is domestic terror groups, militias, white supremacists, and then they expand that out, you see, into the peace groups and any and everybody else. Who's the Pentagon spying on? Peace groups that give out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches outside Halliburton. This is all about you when you go out and protest because they've taken your pension fund so they can gun you down in the street. That's what all this is about. They're bringing in record numbers of Muslims. And again, I'm not even saying that they're that big of a threat. I think overflowing us with third world populations too quickly will destroy the fabric of this country. Hell, I got a story right here out of ABC News. Kids kicked off bus for speaking English. And there'll be more. I'll tell you about this later. But we'll come back with more 24. So see, just everything they're saying is actually conditioning the public. Every word is propaganda.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Yeah, Jack Bauer is most Americans' own personal Jesus.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
That's how it works. Sitting at home, you're all alone. Turn on Fox Television, they'll brainwash you. I mean, really, there are people emailing us, there are people on the message board, I'd say about a third of them, hopping mad. You don't know. Jack Bauer's a good guy. Jack Bauer, the government is behind the terror. No, no, no. It's always subgroups. And it is subgroups that are behind the terror, but it's subgroups at the top, not some little side group at the bottom. And I've watched the show before. I mainly watch key clips online. And it's just one time I was on an airplane flying to England, and the guy right in front of me, catty corner, was watching an entire season of them. I mean, I probably watched 8 hours of it, and it was just unbelievable. Unbelievable propaganda. And again, even people that think they know about the New World Order, oh no, this shows how it's bad to take your freedoms. No, it introduces you to the idea of camps. It introduces you that this is normal for the government to be doing. I mean, get a little more sophisticated. It's Fox Television. Man, I mean, we didn't just fall off a turnip truck here. This is what we do full time. We know what we're talking about. Here's another clip from the new TV show, 24.
I just heard a disturbing rumor.
What rumor is that?
That you're authorizing the National Guard to set up detention facilities at convention centers and sports arenas in Los Angeles, Detroit, and Philadelphia.
That's correct.
That's against the president's order. I was there when he gave it.
Karen, I know where you were. I was standing right next to you.
To my knowledge, that order hasn't been rescinded.
All right. You are confused. I haven't implemented anything yet. I'm merely positioning. If the president changes his mind, as I suspect he will, then we will have wasted less time.
I'm not confused, Tom. And you can use whatever words you like. In plain English, you're second-guessing the president.
Plain English does not allow for the nuances that my job requires, Karen.
And just how far are you going to push this? The ACLU is already filing complaints against us that we've given the Bureau too much field authority.
And by my lights, they have not been given near enough. They need a wider net with tighter mesh.
And what happens when innocent people get caught in that net?
Well, like I told you before, security has its price. Just get used to it, Karen.
All right. So, here we're also getting the idea that the president isn't for camps. Let me tell you, they've been building camps for 60 years. They got camps everywhere. Okay, we got 7+ million Americans in the system from 1 million 10 years ago. Okay? I mean, they're arresting children that wet their pants who are retarded. They're arresting people that hug their teachers. Those are your camps, people. Okay? So they're setting a precedent that if there is an attack, we've got to have camps, and they're legitimizing their use. And there's so many other points. Oh, and the ACLU is our savior. Folks, the ACLU is loyal opposition. They're there to create bad case law, to drop the ball over and over again. They're totally infiltrated, and they also push for a lot of rights that don't exist, and so they can be marginalized as some far-left group, okay? It's unbelievable. Hey, you watch when all the camp stuff comes down. They're going to set the precedent like they always do with some minority group first. You'll be out there cheering them. And then they're going to set the precedent for the new jurisprudence. No Bill of Rights, no Constitution, and camps everywhere. By the way, they admit in the Houston Chronicle, these camps are for U.S. citizens, too, during times of uprising.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.